when he can't say shit. My hatred is few, just give me a sign, and I let the world know that the city is mine. What?
Hey guys, how you doing? This is Deshaun Woods of your City of Coaches podcast. Yes, Deshaun Woods, City of Coaches podcast is back. A lot has happened within this past year since we've last talked. We're going to talk a little about the NBA, a little small recap of the season into the finals. Yes, even what's going on with Kevin Durant, man. Unfortunate situation. As well, we'll talk about LeVar Ball's family. See how the Ball family's going on. Do LeBron James take a little hiatus with his Space Jam ventures and his movies and ventures? We'll talk about probably future prospects after next week when we'll definitely know that the NBA Finals will be done, and then we'll start talking about free agency. Talk about me a little bit. Talk about some trials and tribulations I've occurred without this past year. All positive, mostly. Honestly, truthfully, I have nothing to complain about. I did learn that if you're not 100% into something, and if you're not 100% appreciated into doing to something, walk away. So we'll get right into the NBA Finals right now. Right. So the NBA Finals is going on right now. Obviously, we got Kawhi Leonard doing his thing for Toronto. Danny Green, on and off shooter. You know, Kyle Lowry showing up a little bit. Marc Gasol doing his thing on the team. Ibaka give you a little bit. I really don't know about the other kid, man. The one kid showed up first game of the finals. I should do better. I should be better prepared. But we see how – let's talk about the triumph of the Toronto. So Toronto do something that most teams are being frowned upon doing when they sit player. Toronto said, you know, we're going to sit our best player. I think I'm almost definitely Kawhi Leonard missed 33 games for rest or player overload, whatever you call it. I believe him doing that helped him out, gave him a little free legs. I believe he's a little bit of hurt. He doesn't play really hurt, in my opinion, but they keep saying he's hurt. So if he's hurt, that's one strong man. Real talk. So you talk about the fact that, you know, it looked like Orlando's going to get him out of here, right? And then they get past Orlando. Then, you know, they do their thing, and they get past the Sixers in the seven-game series with you won't go out no better than that with that shot. I literally watched it go 1, 2, 3, 4. I was like, wow, you really made it. So they get past the Sixers. Then they're down. Milwaukee Bucks, long guy in this. And all those great shooters the Bucks has, there's no chance. I'm like, you know what? They barely got past Sixers. There's no chance the Bucks up. I think it was up 3-1 or something like that. And who knows? My man put him on the back. Kawhi Leonard put him on the back and got him through and ended up getting up to the finals. So this is where we at now. He's been doing his thing in the finals. I don't know. I mean, I try not to listen to the talking heads, as they say, you know, all the anchors and the people who think they know what they're talking about or were relevant at one point. I try not to listen to too much because they really can. You turn to the right channel, you end up thinking all these other things. And I'll get right into that later when I speak on KD. But honestly, truthfully, like, he's hurt doing this, but he's doing his thing. And, you know, he's carrying that Toronto team, and they're rallying behind him, got the whole country behind him, basically. So right now they're leading the series 3-2. So that's where we're at. So it's Golden State. Golden State's run. So we got Golden State, how their situation, they going through the playoffs. It felt like a cakewalk. Not really. Clippers gave him a little bit of work. Rockets gave him a little bit of work. Then my man KD got hurt. They seem to got through that. And I don't necessarily know what happened to the Blazers. Honestly, I don't know. Maybe they got there too soon, whatever it was, but it wasn't the finals of what it should have been in the Western Conference. But they got past the Blazers, then they hit the wall. So where we at now, right? We hit the wall in the situation because Looney gets hurt. You know, Klay Thompson gets hurt. Iguodala gets hurt. I mean, they just so banged up. I had a bet with my friends before the season started. I told them, like, hey, the only thing that's going to beat the Warriors is Father Time. I mean, these guys have been playing all the way through June, over 100 games, 115 games. They play over 115 games on the average a year. Okay? For the past 5 years, exhausted. I mean, crazy. I mean, you know, think about it. It'd be very rarely that NFL teams get back. And most of the players only play one side of the game. So, you know, here they are. They fighting through, you know, the situation. They don't have KD. KD doesn't come back. My man KD makes the decision to come back, and that happened, right? You know, at the time, we didn't know what it was. We saw it. I mean, his legs are skinny as heck, and I don't know what anyway. So we saw the whole thing pop, and we're like, what the hell is that? I'm thinking just a calf, you know, because I had a calf strain before. Man, I had an Achilles strain as well in my basketball days. Recovered both of them, rest on them. But I didn't have the NBA Finals on my shoulder to be dealing with either. So you look at the situation, right? So, yeah, he's hurt. But let's back it up a little bit, right? You got the media, as I was just to say, you got the media yelling, screaming left and right. Oh, they think that he can play. He can play. He's not the best player. He wasn't doing all this. Look what Kawhi Leonard is doing. The media got, oh, and I don't understand it. Their job is to make money, right? And their job is to have different perspective. I understand it's a business. And it's about sales. It's about clicks. And you can't agree. You can't even make sense, obviously. Sometimes you don't make sense, right? Look at Skip Bayless, he hate Kawhi Leonard for no reason. So you had a situation. I understand why you don't like LeBron, but we'll go on that another day. But I'm saying situation, so you had that. Then you had your teammates who are egging and they scared. You understand, when you build a standard in it, you understand this guy's been in the finals 5 straight seasons. They've been the best team in the league for 5 straight seasons with the same guys, same core guys, not switching up. I mean, actually, they're less handed now than it was before because they got KD. But I'm saying that they've been fighting through, right? They don't want to lose because then it's a failure of their dynasty. It's crazy how something they fought for so much for can be taken away if they lose these finals. Because it's a what have you done for me lately thing. Oh, they couldn't three-peat. But they got 3 in 5 seasons. People don't even make it. I mean, you're some teams. Orlando made it to the finals. Ain't making it. No, probably never going to make it again. It's a lot of teams that play. Phoenix made it to the finals. Probably ain't never making it again. There's a lot of teams that made it to the finals. They ain't never going to make it in our lifetime. Probably, if they do, it'd be 30, 40 years from now. We're talking about 5 straight seasons. So, Golden State, you already won in a lot of different areas. So, right, Klay Thompson gets hurt in Game 3. They decide to sit him out. Well, Game 2, he gets hurt. Game 3, they set him out, made Steph Curry do all this work by himself. Basically, he was gassed by the time Game 4 came. And he wanted to play. They set him out. Cool, whatever. You know, but they were putting pressure on KD. Shit, I didn't know. I felt like I wanted KD to go, but obviously I'm not getting paid for this stuff. Right, I'm a fan. I love KD. Outside of Kobe was KD. I always said that when Kobe Bryant retired, KD was going to be my man. I always said that. I believed it. I said, KD is going to be my man. And he ended up being the man, the best player in the NBA, with the best scorer in the NBA. I'll say best scorer because that man is a walking bucket. He gets bucket, and he's a hooper. Like, KD is, like, not a LeBron. Like, KD is the cat that you grew up with that hooped. KD is me. Like, KD is a cat that done been around basketball his whole life, that just want to – he want to make money, obviously. But you can see KD probably joining the old school league. Like, when he retired, he going to be, like, 50, still hooping, just being around basketball. KD is a cat that if he never went to the NBA and he just played college, he's a cat that always was in the gym playing in maybe some – you know, adult league, you know, summer league, shit like that all year until he get old and tired and talk about the good old days. Why? Because I have cousins, I have family like that. If I didn't decide to be a coach and I would have stayed healthy, I would have been that old cat always around basketball, playing basketball, but I wanted to be a coach. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying KD is just that approachable person. He a hooper, bread, blood. I really dislike to see my man down like this. But he taking it like a G, and he going to get that max contract regardless. So they saying the pressure's up top, right? Bob Meyer, I never seen, me personally, I never seen I never seen a GM or any owner crying or whatever, whether it's crocodile tears, whatever was going on with the dude, he didn't have to do it. So the whole crocodile tears this and crocodile tears that, he didn't have to do none of that. He really could have just not said nothing. But he did, you know, because he's passionate about, you know, it's, you know, KD probably. That's not my concern, right? And the narrative is, I don't know, maybe the teammates were pressuring him. Shit, they didn't want to lose. Maybe they were pressuring him. Maybe they're like, man, we don't want to lose. We're scared. Like, we don't want to lose nobody, right? So I was saying, like, yeah, they didn't want to lose anyone. So, you know, they took the chance. Now, in the backlash, you know, if we understand, like, late last night, he flies out to New York. KD flies out to New York and has this Achilles surgery. Mom's on Good Morning America speaking on. So it sounds like they're about to play in a male practice suit. But at the end of the day, KD is still about the teammates. Like, he wrote a message on his Instagram. He didn't have to do that. But he was saying, like, how he was hurting, but he was happy they won. And now he's going to ride for the team. He wrote a long message on his Instagram today, picture from the hospital bay, talking about how he's one who wanted to get out there, and he wanted to help his teammates out. I told you, KD is a hooper. And when you're a hooper, people don't understand, like, we love LeBron James. We love a lot of people, but there's Kobe. There's a KD. There's a Westbrook. I mean, there's a few other people I can name, right, that is just pure about hoop. And when you're pure about hoop, it don't matter what team you on, no matter what it is, that rock is your life, you know, and that's just the way it is. Like, for me, it was like that for me when I was a kid growing up. And then I found love with coaching. And then, you know, a couple years from coaching, it's like, ooh, I miss it. So shit, stuff like that. So we wish well, KD well. So going forward, we're down, you know, the Warriors are down 3-2. No KD, obviously. The one thing I can say, they don't have the expectation of KD coming because he's gone. So let's see what Klay Thompson's not hurt, apparently. And I think Stephen's not hurt either. So we're fine there. I don't know what's going on with Looney because they need him. I like Cousins, but Cousins makes some mistakes late in the game that can cost the team. So that's very, very disappointing. But I like Cousins out there sometimes. Sometimes. But I like Looney out there because of his length and his flexibility and being able to switch and have a long arms a little bit quicker. And, I mean, they still got the other dig. What's it, Bogut? Lord, I hope I'm saying his name right. So they have bodies, but from the court, guys is injured. Draymond, sometimes he forced the issue. Sometimes he's good on turnovers. But sometimes, I mean, I like the way he pushes up the floor. So you kind of like got to get a 50-50 ball when it comes to him. So hopefully he does more good than bad. You can't take away from Toronto. Toronto, you know, they have been played better on the road, which is very strange for any team. They play better on the road. I know Kawhi Leonard has played better on the road. I mean, they have Van Peep. They have a whole team. Like, they have a team that wants to win and wants to do something different for Toronto. So, we're not in Toronto, for Canada. You know, Canada been out there for Toronto's been out there for 25 years. You know, Vancouver only lasted a couple of years and then moved to Memphis. So, you know, everybody feel like they're playing for something, right? Warriors may be playing for, you know, they're fourth in 5 years, and they could be playing for, you know, for KD, right? I feel like incentives are incentives, but that's something that you leave to the commentators to bring up for the game. So we'll see. We'll see Thursday. We'll see how they go. And by the time some people may have heard this or not, we'll know the outcome of that game. I wanted to go to Sunday. I needed to go to a game 7. What's a finals without a 7? LeBron didn't give a 7 for the past couple of years. Got swept last year. Only played 5 games last year. I want to see a 7-game series. Right now, we've already topped it. We got 6 already. So we already topped in the past two seasons since KD's been with the Warriors, destroying LeBron and his Cavaliers. So we got six. Let's go seven. Let's just make it all the way down when we don't know who the freaking is going to win on a Sunday afternoon. Come on. So come on, Warriors. If you're not a Warriors fan, just push for them to go to seven. All right. Man, this is crazy. All right, so this is back. I want to say back in January, there was a situation with LeVar Ball's son, Lonzo Ball, where he believed, allegedly, that the uncle, his dad's friend, had stole some money from Lonzo. So it was a big uproar, and then the kids stopped wearing Baller brand and such things like that. So you had that situation going on. And it looks like Lonzo's decided to sign with CAA, which CAA is a major, major agency. They almost have all the NBA, NFL, whatever. They mostly have all the athletes, basically, especially in the NBA. So he decided to break away. So it sounds like he's breaking away. It makes sense. He's a NBA starter. You know, he had this little injury. He had the whole season injury with his ankle. So hopefully he's taking care of that to get back on his feet. You know, recently his father, it's so crazy because people talk about LeVar Ball so much by his mouth and what he talk about. But honestly, truthfully, LeVar Ball be like knowing things ahead of time. Like he knew Magic, you know, my bad, let me back up. Magic Johnson, my favorite team is the Lakers. So obviously going to get my second story, right? So Magic Johnson decided after some backstabbing and some just uncomfortability, decided to step down as the president, in front of the president of Los Angeles Lakers, right? He didn't go down just without fighting. He did an interview with Stephen A. Smith on ESPN, just basically shitting on, excuse my language, but Rob Pelinka, who's also Kobe's agent and general manager of the Lakers. I don't think it's Kobe's manager, agent anymore because Kobe's retired. But you know what I mean? He's GM. Apparently he wants the job, so he would backstab. And that's the thing I would tell people all the time. Like, that's when you get a position and you have people reporting under you, it is very essential that you bring your own people in. It is very important that you bring your own people in, no matter what you're doing. Now, there are certain jobs that you're not going to be able to bring your own people in, but when it comes to like ownership or I would say sports programs or stuff like that, where it's really just a a small amount of people, it is very important to bring your own people in because you won't have the backstabbing. You won't have it. I mean, you could have it, but the chance of it is very, very slim. And if it's going to happen, it's usually happened after someone didn't get something they was promised. Rob Pelinka was brought in under Magic. They had no relationship prior. Obviously, it happened. Magic felt betrayed. But also, we got to give Magic his shit, too, because Magic necessarily, he wanted the job, but he didn't want the job. These presidents, usually, you never hear their mouth. You never know what's going on. But since Magic was involved in so much other stuff, it was hard for Magic not to be Magic. And I don't think Magic knew that he had to put his head to the ground and actually work and be the president of a basketball team. So I think Magic really, like, I like being Mr. Smile. I like selling the TVs off of people's porches. I like Starbucks. I like running all my entities and businesses. So he decided to go back and be Magic, right? So that's because, hey, I guess it was a situation. He wanted to fire Luke Walton. They said no, but turned around and fired him anyway, which is really weird. But anyway, but Luke Walton got into a good situation. Everyone knows me. No, I'm not the biggest fan of LeBron James. And no, I was not the biggest fan of him coming to the Lakers. And yes, LeBron James still hasn't done anything for me as a Laker fan or a lot of us true Laker fans. He hasn't done anything. I do. Obviously, we feel like he's focused on his career, and that's fine. He has aspirations because LeBron James has done a lot outside of basketball, and I can't even take that away from him. I really wish certain things didn't happen business-wise. You know, when it comes to being the price of becoming his teammate is very hard. First of all, you're criticized more than anything under the sun. And LeBron James not really the athlete's going to step out and speak on your behalf either. They never say that. But a lot of times, because you think about it, not to back it up, right? Rodney Hood did really good for the Blazers this playoffs. You know who else did? George Hill did really good with the Bucks. Okay? These are guys who got all their trash and stuff. But Rodney Hood was doing very well before he was even traded to Cleveland. People understand. That's why I'm trying to tell people. It's hard being LeBron's teammate because your stock is given so low when you really are good. Rodney Hood proved that he was a good player. It actually saved the Blazers a little bit against the Denver Nuggets. So you have that. My team is in disarray. I don't know who we're going to get. Lord Jesus, I don't know who is in the draft. I don't know how it's going to happen. Whether we get AD or any of these people, I don't care. It really doesn't matter if LeBron doesn't change his approach. And stop being so passive. And if you're going to be the GOAT that you say you are, you know, be aggressive and actually helping your teammates instead of them sitting on swords. So we see how it goes with my Lakers, right? Who did they hire? Kevin Fogel, who used to be Indiana's coach. They hired him. Actually, I'm not really familiar with his style too much. I know he had a good couple years during Miami's run while he was in Indiana. Actually, I think he took Miami to a 7-game series, if I'm not mistaken. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, nothing really happened. We signed all those veterans to 1-year contracts, so I don't know if they're going to re-sign them all, pick new people. So they got some work to do. So we'll see what my Lakers do. So meanwhile, I'm pretty sure LeBron James working on what is he working on? I'm pretty sure he's working on something. Let me see. He's probably working on his Toy Story or Space Jam or something. So there we go with that. So in the world of sports, there we are when it comes to basketball. We'll see how we go. It's been a long season, a lot of trials and tribulations throughout the year, athletes-wise. Pursuit of happiness. So what has been going on with me? So with me, obviously, you know, last time we talked, I had moved to Arizona. I'm still in Arizona. I had a situation where I accepted a position at a high school. I feel like it probably was prematurely for me to do it, but it was a situation for me to just stay in basketball. I wasn't ready to walk away because I love this game. But honestly, truthfully, you know, it was a very interesting situation for me, to say the least. I'm no longer at that school anymore, and it was the best decision to make for me because, you know, no matter, it just shows that no matter how hard you work and how dedicated you are and how much change you have created somewhere, there's certain things in America and certain things in certain places just are not going to change. And or they're not ready to change yet. But your job is who you are. So always remember to be yourself and always remain character and have high standards and character for yourself. And defend your character of all times. But the most important thing is people always remember you, how you treat them. And I always feel like if any athlete I've ever came across in my life, I've always made sure I left some truth in some matter. So with that said, I mean, it's been a while, though. It's like March. It's been a while outside of that. So outside of that, I think I'm going to take a couple years off of basketball. Honestly, truthfully, I need it. Emotionally, I've given basketball 11 straight years coaching, player before that. So I'm going to try to do everything. So since basketball has been done, what have I been doing? I've been traveling a little bit, doing a lot of pro bono stuff. I've been going down to Mexico and teaching basketball clinics, something I always wanted to do, something I never thought I would be coming from a roach-infested apartment and, you know, and low-income kid. Welfare recipient kid on the west side of Columbus, Ohio, to be able to play basketball overseas and coach it. You've heard the story. If you've heard any of these podcasts before, you know the story. So I need to go back and forth. So spending time in Amoruse, helped build up a orphanage down in Amoruse, Sonora, which is in Mexico, a state in Mexico, obviously right under Arizona. So that's been a good experience. Spent time in San Diego, been helping out the various different camps. I've been working with foster care and adoption agencies. So that's kind of my passions right now. I'm very passionate about reaching out to at-risk youth and making sure that, well, I'm going to say I'm trying to make them, also, I'm trying to steer them in the right path, or even try to, right? Because I don't want to take full ownership because it's something genuine. And it's not even something I'm trying to advertise. It's just sharing what I've been up to. So I've been doing a lot of outreach with youth. So it's been my passion right now. I told myself after the season I was going to do 13 hikes. So I got 8 in. But that was before it was 109 degrees outside. So I don't know if I'm going to finish those rest by the time unless I go 4 in the morning. So I'll let you guys know. I got to see, man, I've been to so many beautiful mountains, 8-mile hikes, 12-mile hikes. So I've been through quite a few hikes. That's very beautiful. Arizona is a beautiful state. And if you're not from Arizona and you're listening and so you've never been to Arizona, I'm telling you right now, get you a backpack. Find you a destination tour, find you a mountain to climb, find you some ruins to go through. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful stage to drive through. I just got back from this place called Bisbee. I went when I first got here, but I didn't know. I mean, when I first got here, everything was beautiful. Everything was new. So it was a fresher to go after being here a year. I went to this place called Bisbee in Tombstone, Arizona. All right, so Bisbee, Arizona used to be a mining town, and it's kind of preserved the way the town is, the way the houses are designed and everything. And the people, I mean, most of the people are not from there, so it's a tourist town, so I can't say the people are great, but people are, I mean, they smile, so that's important. So took a lot of pictures there, but this place called Tombstone, which I'm actually going to watch this movie. I guess it's one of, like, one of the few like preserved Wild Wild West towns in America, right? It's a place where, I mean, they had prostitution in the 1800s and, you know, gunfights and like gun bang bang, all that stuff that you see in the movies and stuff like that. They try reenactment. There was a movie called Tombstone that had a lot of great actors and actresses in it based on the city. So if you've seen Tombstone, I think most of the film was probably filmed in Tombstone or in between, maybe because it's a lot of land between Tombstone and Tucson, Arizona. So I went to that place. I went to a place called Poncho Peak, where you basically had to climb up a cable to get to the top. So, man, a lot of other smaller hikes. I've been back and forth in Phoenix. It looks like Phoenix is going to be my next destination. But I'm going to go I'm going as a businessman. So I'm excited to focus on my business and my entrepreneurship. So I'm excited about that. Basketball will always still be a passion in my heart, and I'm pretty sure I'll get back into it sooner or later. So that's what's been going on me. It's been an interesting first year in Arizona. I'm not ready to leave the state yet. Go up the highway about 100 miles. But honestly, everything out here is so far apart mentally that you just get lost in the mountains, so you be somewhere. Did bungee jump. I haven't done bungee jump yet. All right. I did skydive. So I did skydive. It was something new, something I never done before. Was very scary, and I want to do it again. And they're weird. So it's an ATV ride. I think I had a whole bucket list. I'm almost done with it. I don't know if I'm going to be successful with the mountains, though, because it's just crazy. Because I know I can get – obviously, I get there 4 in the morning, but I don't know if I'll be done by the time that sun comes. It's tough. And it's dry heat, and it should be easier than humidity, but I don't know. So it's cool. So it's summertime in Arizona. So we have that. Outside of that, man, I pay attention to sports and pay attention to things and seeing how they affect things. Unfortunately, we had a situation. Poppy Ortiz was a slugger for the Boston Red Sox. I think, and I think he was part of. No, he was. Ain't a think about it or thought about it. Is the reason why the curse of the Bambino, Bambino. I can't get it anyway. It was I think it was like 103 years drought of a championship for the Boston Red Sox. That's how long baseball been around in this country. Ain't that crazy? Then they end up winning two more after that. But unfortunately, he was down in Dominican Republic, where he's from. So I wouldn't say unfortunate. But why spending time in the Dominican Republic? It's been said, I would say that it's been said that he was shot. Whatever, he was definitely shot, but the reasons have been said, and I'm not going to get into it without factual information. But we're hoping for a speedy recovery. Obviously, the Boston people love him so much, they flew him on a private jet back into America so he can get the best treatment they think he can get. So that shows loyalty from this, but you know, from Boston, for them to do that for him. So it seemed like he's going to come back and recover, and whatever he's been through, I'm pretty sure he ain't going to go through again, right? Because we learn from everything. Whether if it's our fault or not, we make sure we don't put ourselves in those same positions. Nightclubs may be out of his near future, it sounds like. So there we are with Papi Ortiz. Wishing him a speedy recovery there. Oh, man. This is different. So, like I said, I already went over KD. What do people so this is the biggest thing for me. Right, I'm sitting here going over information and sports. How do you feel about sports anchors? Right, it's hard because every day they have to go on the TV and they have to say this and they have to say that and they have to sound different than the person across from them. But they can be so contradictory so much off the time, and it makes you sick. Jalen Rose had a good point the other day. I'm going to see if I can pull up what Jalen Rose said. I'm trying to pull up what Jalen Rose said the other day. I mean, it was probably the most honest. It was probably the most honest I've ever seen anyone be. Let me see. Here we go.
And I'm not hedging my bet in any way, shape, or form. I was the person that came on this show in January of 2017 and defended the honor of one Kawhi Leonard when people were saying, questioning whether he got misdiagnosed or not. He went on to play 9 games that year, and as Max mentioned, ultimately got traded. Kevin Durant, in this situation, the reason why he should not have played, there are multiple answers to this question. One, I blame the overall culture of sports. There's a herd mentality that takes place when you're a professional athlete. And all of a sudden, when you start to make a lot of money, people think that you're immune to everything that comes with being a human being. And so if the Golden State Warriors were up 3-1, KD would not have returned. But since they were down 3-1, he was forced to return based on all of the chatter that we knew was going to take place. He's soft. He really didn't want it. He wasn't committed to the team. Oh, and he was leaving anyway. And he knows that. That's why he decided he wanted to come back. There's a group called State Property that I love growing up. And one of the things, I think it was Oskino and Spark said, people will bring flowers to your funeral, but don't bring you soup when you're sick. That's what I'm seeing for KD right now. Everybody fake acting like they caring about KD's best interest when they don't. It's phony to me. I just said Friday night on NBA Countdown that KD's workout did not go well for nobody.
So like I was saying, it's kind of self-explanatory. Like Jalen Rose was being pretty honest. He says you heard some of the stuff, but what I was trying to key on the fact that but the media does create these narratives every day and it feeds and it fickles down. And you can't tell. They are human beings. Like, we are human beings. Like, we have feelings. We have emotions. Professional athletes have feelings and emotions, too. And you could see that, like you said, like, if they were up 3-1, he would have never came back. It was kind of like, even though KD said out his own statement that he wanted to come back in the zone, but honestly, truthfully, if Golden State would say, hey, man, we really want you just to get better, we lose, that he doesn't come back. But obviously there's some pressure somewhere. But these narratives is, oh, he's soft. Oh, he this. Oh, he's this, that, third. It's not just the teammates probably saying it's that these anchors come on every day. Oh, he's no longer the good player. Someone else done passed him up. KD is a walking bucket. He is everything basketball is. Dude just wants to play. And every team he's on, he makes better regardless. People want to say, oh, he joined a 73-9 team win. They still lost a championship. They still blew a 3-1 lead. So, obviously, they did need homie. And when they came back, LeBron James had no chance. Cavaliers was fully staffed the whole set, the first year he was there, and he still led them two straight MVP runs. KD had two straight MVP runs and not no one else. So yeah, they did need him. And as I'm saying, Jalen Rose is being honest. He's saying, look, how you gonna all this is fake love, fake all this stuff. You don't give a fuck about him. That's what he's saying. Right? Obviously, these anchors, they're gonna do their job, but he's talking about the masses, right? So I'm gonna play a little bit more, then we're gonna go forward.
Body involved. And then when KD got cleared to play, people felt like they wanted to assassinate my character. Oh, you didn't know what you was talking about. KD's cleared to play. Just because he's out there warming up and doing dunks, that's adrenaline. It's a rush. He's a professional athlete. That's just like people having coffee in the morning or espresso or sugar. It's going to be a rush. And then there's a crash. And Stephen A., you can't be out there at 75% going against Kawhi Leonard in the NBA Finals. This ain't June. You said that he can't take somebody off the dribble unnecessarily. That's his game. If he can't do that, he shouldn't play.
I'll respond to it.
He should not play. And so now all of a sudden, KD has to deal with an Achilles injury. I think that's going to keep him out 12 months if we hear that it's torn. We got our pound of flesh as media, as fans, as people who watch this league faithfully. We wanted to see KD give himself to us. We thought it was weak that he went and joined the Golden State Warriors. I didn't like that he joined the Golden State Warriors because when you go to the park, you want the two best players to pick teams, okay, not join teams. Okay. But since he joined the Golden State Warriors, now it was a quest for him to prove that he could be something bigger than just a back-to-back reigning finals MVP. That's why all year we have said that KD was leaving. Why? Because he was on the thirst for something that Golden State couldn't give him. We created that narrative. He would never be the dude in Golden State. That's always going to be Steph Curry's team. So therefore, he goes there, wins championships, but he got to leave to still validate himself. So now, congratulations, world. You got your pound of flesh.
So, I mean, he's right, though. Like, you know, we do all this other stuff. Oh, he goes to this team. Oh, he should go somewhere else. He joined that team. That team needed him. KD was going to be a walking bucket regardless. Regardless, he's going to be a walking bucket. He took opportunity. He said all these other cats joining up, all this other stuff, making moves for their own benefit. I'm going to make a move for my own benefit. And he made that team. Like, and it's not even just that. The Warriors play well together. You can tell, and not to throw LeBron James in it, but every team he has been a part of, they have crumbled by the second. The end of the second year, they have crumbled. Both of his dynasty, both of his super teams he's been a part of, they have crumbled by the beginning of the third season. In the fourth season, you can forget about it. And then they break up. KD has been part of this dynasty. The Warriors dynasty, and anything, he just elevated them. But KD was a walking bucket before he joined the team. Regardless of how people felt about KD joining the team, he shouldn't have to prove himself every day. When he walks on every court and be the best player on the court, no matter what team he's on, no matter who he's playing against. Every game he's played against for the past how many years? For the past three seasons, for sure, he's been the best player for the past three seasons on the court, every game, everywhere. And guess what? Even in the night that he ruptured his Achilles, trying to prove that he was still good and still the best player, he still was the best player. The man hit 30. He hit 3 for 3 Okay. The man hit 3 for 3. Okay. Back. Off a month and some change injury. Since the second round of the playoffs. This man still came out and proved that he was the best player. And he was probably going for a 40 ball. If he doesn't get hurt, he's going for a 40 ball. So this whole narrative, and it's like I said, KD's this, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, when you're the best player on the court, no matter what team you on, so what? It doesn't matter. It works for them. It doesn't matter if the Warriors have all those players. A lot of teams have a lot of players. My Lakers, we picked a whole lot of players in 2004 and still lost to a nobody Detroit Pistons. You can't even name two starters on Detroit. The other side, Chauncey Billups, and that's only because you see him every day. Maybe Rip Hamilton every night. Only a few people remember him, but you don't remember nobody on that Boston, that Pistons team from 2004 and 2005, those back-to-back championship team. You don't really remember nobody. No, no cats going to maybe Chauncey. That's it. Outside of that, nobody was going to the Hall of Fame in those teams. Yes, they were a good team, but it wasn't like they were a superstar. They were just a good team at first, and they added a superstar. They recruited a superstar to add to their team. So this whole narrative about, you know, KD should do this and KD, we need to stop that. These cats is really out here balling, putting their life on the line. I don't care about crocodile tears. I understand these talking heads. I understand that I get my information from them as well. But a lot of times I just shake my head, man. That's how, like, when they be talking, especially the beat dudes, they really don't know nothing about basketball. I ain't gonna say their names, man. They just be trying to find ways to be relevant in the conversation and just be talking, man, and be putting out false information. Oh, well, my source, you know, and well, my source said this, and my source said this, and yeah, fuck your source, man, because it ain't real, bro. And if you really down for the players, you're not about to be out here, oh, dude, sit there and said a little. Dang, what is it? Chris Windsor says, oh, well, what I said, the player said that he ain't really invested in. He don't want to risk. Come on, man. Yeah, they probably were saying that, but did you have to put that out there? Did you have to put their narrative out there? So I'm saying, like, what's the good of these announcers, dudes? What's the good of these dudes, these sports anchors, dudes, when they can't report on the facts and they got to report on illusion and stuff like that? We're supposed to take our information from these cats. So a lot of times you can get them, they can say one thing and then the next day, oh, well, you know, they understand they're making predictions and shit like that. I mean, I can't, at the end of the day, I can't fault them for what they do, but at the same time, Let's stop trying to make headlines and stuff, man. Let's try to make sure that we really out here making a game about the game, because it's enough to report on the game, right? It's a lot of free agencies coming up, you know, speaking about to move on, not to be too tight about that. So free agency coming up. So where Kyrie going, right? So Kyrie's going somewhere. AD's planning to go. Jimmy Butler, I don't know. That Jimmy Butler's a waste, honestly. He did all that crying and get out of Minnesota to be irrelevant in Philadelphia, honestly. But anyway, so Jimmy Butler, who else? I think Leonard's going to stay in the Raptors. He's going to stay with Toronto. He has no point to leave. I mean, if I understand, they're paying for his housing. He just bought a house. I mean, he don't need to leave Toronto. And he is in a good situation. They could be a powerhouse in the East for a little bit, honestly, because they got a lot of young guys with him. Marc Gasol at least got a couple more years in him, which is good. Kyle Lowry, I mean, he's a two guard or sometimes one, so he's fine. I mean, actually, Raptors got a lot of future ahead of them. So he's going. What, Kemba Walker? I would like to see Kemba Walker and KD together in New York. But it looks like KD might just stay with the Warriors. Warriors might owe this man some money. He might have to stay there just on the strength. But honestly, truthfully, he a max contract for real. And I know a team that would sign a 4-year deal with him, even if they can only get 3 years out of him, because he's a walking bucket. You ain't never heard KD have an off night. So KD is fine. So we'll see. So we'll do one more episode after the finals to see how it goes. Hopefully it pushes to 7. And then we'll go one more in July. We'll go after free agency start and see if who's all moving around. Because free agency, July is literally within 2 weeks away. I think July 1st. So, and usually people make decisions right away within the first 2 days. So we shall see. Until further ado, I will talk to you guys soon. And thank you for listening to my podcast. I'll try to keep you guys posted. What's going on in my life and what's going on. And for right now, peace. Please contact me on social media. Sean is chilling. That is on IG. You can also get on the podcast. Go to City of Coaches Podcast. You can look us up on Facebook. Until then, you belong to the night. Y'all have a good night.